Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my channel. This is talking about the Gatwick second runway. So Gatwick Airport, in case you don't know, is the second busiest airport in the United Kingdom. London Gatwick is to the south of London. It's about 30 miles south, 30, 20 miles further south of that is the coast of the English Channel. And astonishingly, Gatwick managed to be so busy, so successful with only one runway. There's an emergency runway they keep in reserve. Well, you know, this name is self-explanatory. And then they wanted to turn that into a proper runway for full usage. But the main runway, the emergency runway, are too close for that to be legal. So that they are moving it, expanding it, whatever. So it'll be beyond the legal minimum distance. And then they'll be allowed to have two fully functional runways. And I remember it going to talking about 2000. Which a Conservative MP said, the Airports Commission has been asked, should there be a new runway at Heathrow or Gatwick or Stansted? They're probably going to say there should be one at all three. And obviously, the environmental lobby would lose their minds. But finally, this going ahead is meant to be the growth agenda. Rachel Reeves, former Chancellor Exchequer, when she was at number 11 Downing Street, said, you know, growth is top priority, we're going to do it. But Labour's also committed to getting carbon emissions down. But we know that flights emit an awful lot of carbon. So remember 20 years ago, colleagues saying, how are we going to persuade people they're going to have to live less well, to fly less often? Well, they do fly not so far and take less luggage, as well as live in smaller houses, because, you know, there's less energy needed for heating, for lighting, for everything else. Cook less, even have cold food more often, wear more clothes to avoid using so much heating, or wear fewer clothes when it's hot so they don't need AC, and buy less, buy fewer items, all the rest of it. But anyway, it's going ahead. This is the second time it's defeated a legal challenge. The Court of Appeal ruled on Sunday. Some campaign groups said they couldn't do this. The Court of Appeal had earlier ruled that the scheme to have a second fully functional runway could go ahead. It's only costing £2.2 billion, which in the terms of aviation is very low. So Heidi Alexander, she's the Transport Secretary, and in September 2025 said, yes, you can go ahead. This would allow around 100,000 additional flights. So that would be huge. So obviously Gatwick Airport was very pleased about it. It would take the pressure off Heathrow. Now, for the environmentalists, there's a silver lining through the dark cloud shining. The case for a third runway at Heathrow is not so strong. So he's got the two fully functional runways, and to build a new third full-size runway, they would have to divert to the M25. That's the ring road around London, the beltway, might call it, the United States. And the whole scheme would cost something about £50 billion. 2 billion or 50 billion? I wonder which is better value for money. Now, there is an alternative plan to build a shorter runway at Heathrow for only £20 billion, which wouldn't require diverting the M25. And the thing is, that shorter runway would be only suitable for short haul. But a lot of flights from Heathrow to Heathrow as well are short haul flights from Shannon Airport, from Charles de Gaulle, from Amsterdam, from, Frankfurt, Munich, Rome, Madrid, Malaga, where else is going to say, you know, Copenhagen, Stockholm, Oslo. Short haul, is that within 2 hours? So they wouldn't need a particularly long runway. So all the, and obviously they're domestic flights. They're ones to Belfast and Aberdeen and Manchester and so forth. So, you know, they talk about making Heathrow a 500 destination airport. If they use all three runways 24 hours a day, go from 32 runway hours as they have it to 72 runway hours per day. But back to Gatwick. So they were going to reposition the emergency runway, and they'd use it for a lot of short haul planes. So it is the busiest single airport runway in the world. Runway airport that use it very, very carefully, the timing, so that they don't waste any time. The planes are ready to go, ready to land, because they can't have any hanging around. So that is good news. So over 13 million additional passengers would come. So holidaymakers would have much wider choice of where they're going to go. And that's it. And their connectivity would improve. So some people say, I remember speaking to Andrew Griffith, the Conservative MP, said, you need to go massive on one airport, like have a five-runway airport or something. You can't have two runways at Heathrow, one at Gatwick, one at Luton, one at Stansted, one at City, one at Southend. No. So that's it. They're going to get London and Gatwick Airport, so they're going to put money into green fuel productions. They're going to reduce emissions from flying and so on. And one of the bad things about flying, obviously, is sometimes there's not a landing slot. Have to circle the airport wasting fuel with the coming to land. If there is a second runway, there wouldn't be such a problem. They'll be able to land like that. Anything else about this? It could create another 11,000 jobs in the area. So that's good news as well. Now, planes are becoming quieter and more fuel efficient. The thing is, you know, you take a 200-seated aircraft, it's got no passengers, or it's got 200 passengers. The amount of fuel used is almost the same. So other ways to make it a bit more efficient is to say, we will fine you for every empty seat to make sure that the airlines, they maximize their use. Say like there are 4 Air France flights from Gatwick to Charles de Gaulle. But occasionally, they're only about a quarter full. So we're down to only 2 per day. They would know they would have them full. But the airlines, they like to offer people a range of takeoff times, 6:30 in the morning or 10:30 in the morning or 3 in the afternoon and 9 o'clock at night. They don't like to limit it to a choice of only 2. Obviously, we can do get around through this code share. I'm not sure what else we can do to make sure it's better. More electric planes. I mean, the technology has been there for 20 years. Nobody's using it so far. More wind power, more wave power. You think of all the wind that's generated by the planes, could have wind turbines collecting some of that. How about a floor? You know, if you're walking on the floor, that can generate electricity. Go to places where there's loads of foot traffic and that can provide electricity for the airport. But more passengers means probably, you know, we need more road capacity, more rail capacity. Gatwick Airport Station, could there be another station? Because they've got North Terminal, South Terminal, the same railway station. And then from the railway station, I think you come over to the South Terminal unit already. For the North Terminal, you have to take this free shuttle. There might be, say, like an East Terminal or something. And would there be another railway station for that? And more road capacity, an additional motorway. There should be another one, you know, adjacent to the South Coast anyway to spread the load. People talk about Heathwick, a railway line from London, Gatwick to London Heathrow. So if you flew from Chicago to London Heathrow and then had to get a train without airside, have not had to go through passport control, straight to London Gatwick, your bags would probably go on it separately, and then board a flight to, you know, Lagos, for example. That would help the connectivity because the two planes, the ones are not too far away, like is a 30 miles away. Another big problem with Heathrow is it's not on the mainline rail, which is ridiculous. So like Slough is only like 3 miles away and it would take so little to connect Heathrow, we've got a railway station, to that main London to Cardiff railway line. Imagine being able to get on a train all the way to Haverford West or something like that. Because from Slough, you can get trains almost anywhere in the United Kingdom except Heathrow Airport. I'm not sure what else you can do. You can get a train from Reading to Gatwick Airport, but not to Heathrow, which is closer. It's crazy. So, for not that much money, could make things much better. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe and pay attention to PayPal, georgecallison@gmail.com. What do you think about Gatwick? And what should be best biggest new destinations? I mean, major countries in the United Kingdom have got no direct flights to are Indonesia, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Angola. Where else? Is it Chile, Peru? I'm not sure where it's got no direct flights to. Myanmar, brackets Burma, Nepal. Is anywhere else? Laos, Cambodia. I mean, for example, Mongolia. Some of these are large in area, not population. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Toodaloo. Goodbye.